1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Government shutdown averted. President Biden has signed a congressional measure to keep the government funded for 45 days, but he slammed Republicans for slashing key spending. CBS's Nicole Killian has details.
Stop playing games.
An exasperated President Biden blamed House Republicans for putting the federal government on the verge of a shutdown.
I've never quite seen a Republican Congress or any Congress act like this.
The president urged lawmakers to keep their commitment on aid to Ukraine after it was abruptly dropped from the final package. The stopgap measure only funds federal agencies for 45 days through November 17th and includes $16 billion in relief for communities hit by natural disasters.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's ready for a fight after Florida Republican Matt Gaetz threatened to force a vote in the House this week to remove him.
Matt voted against the most conservative ability to protect our border, secure our border. He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something.
McCarthy tells Face the Nation he'll survive. A civil trial to determine damages in a fraud case against former President Trump starts tomorrow in New York. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
The former president is expected to be in the same courtroom as the judge he insulted on social media. His legal team failed to get this trial delayed until next year. Now prosecutors are seeking $250 million in damages in addition to trying to prevent the former president and his sons from running any businesses in New York.
In upstate New York, a massive manhunt's underway for a missing 9-year-old girl who never came back home from riding her bike in a park, Governor Kathy Hochul.
Her parents knew immediately something was up. They called her name. People started searching. People from other campgrounds joined. And 30 minutes later, Charlotte's mother, Tricia, called 911.
Authorities say a passing maneuver caused a deadly truck crash that killed 5 people this weekend in central Illinois. The truck was carrying caustic ammonia at the time, which also forced hundreds to evacuate the area. It's since been cleared up. The Powerball jackpot keeps climbing.
These were some of the numbers.
To number 30. Right after that, America, we have 19.
But no winner last night, which means the estimated jackpot now climbs to $1.04 billion. There have been 30 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner, dating back to July 19th, when someone in California won $1.08 billion. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Jimmy Carter skipped his usual Sunday church services online today to mark a big milestone, his 99th birthday. The former president was joined by his family in Plains, Georgia. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only 2 Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a 6-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime high is approaching 87. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows dip down to about 58 tomorrow night. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the mid-70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Director's Cut for this October 1st, session 39, I think? Something like that.
Yeah.
You're a program director here, James J. Maloff, with my partner in art, our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have a semi... She is now a friend of the show.
Yes.
Because she has been on enough. She is now an official friend of the show.
She is our fifth Beatle. she is certainly in a fun part of the show, too. Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist joining us again today. And I should mention journalistically, my oldest daughter. So I appreciate you being with us, Bria.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me back on, and I'm honored to be a friend of the show.
Bree, we're bringing you here today, and we thought that this would be a good weekend for it. For one, it is National Podcast Day. Actually, today, I believe. It might have been Saturday, but I'm pretty sure it's today, Sunday, when this episode is premiering. Of course, whenever you're listening to it, we just appreciate you listening. So that's kind of interesting, the podcasting thing and how big it has gotten. We want to talk about a podcast that you're working on with this James Maloff. I think that's how you say the last name. We'll get into that in a moment. Before we dive into What the Muppet, Bria, can we touch on some of the other things that you have been involved with creatively, your books that you have out there? Is there anything recently that we want to tell people about?
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for asking. Currently, my newest release is The World Ends Christmas Day, which the premise is pretty present in the title, and that is available on Kindle Unlimited right now on Amazon. And I'm hoping to publish my sequel of I've Never Danced, which is titled I've Always Loved, towards the end of the year. My year has been a little busy, so that's been a little on the back burner, but I'm very excited to publish that. And I'm currently writing my first low fantasy novel.
Ooh, wow.
I'm very intrigued by that. I'm going to ask you more about that. That's awesome.
Cool.
You can get Bria's work at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, wherever you get your books. Be sure to do that and support local artists like her, and be on the lookout for some of that future work of hers. Also got some other great projects in the works, I know for a fact, so be talking about those. One of her big projects is coming up in a couple weeks. She's getting married. That's big, a creative endeavor that you're jumping into, Bria. And I find it, I admire it. Not every creative can go into that universe, but you're going into the, you and Matt are going to do good. Bria, part of the reason we brought you on today is because we love talking to you, but also you're a podcaster. We want to get into What the Muppet, the podcast that you and I do together. But before that, you had a podcast, a long-running podcast that's very successful, Hi Ho Pistachio. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what got you into want to do podcasting?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking. So Hi Ho Pistachio was invented in my brain just during like the first month of the pandemic in 2020. I think a lot of podcasts were born out of the pandemic. But it was just making me kind of sad inside to think that everyone was going to be cooped up and people were going to be giving up on things that they love doing, or they just weren't able to do them anymore. And I really love listening to people talk about something they're passionate about. So I thought, how cool would it be to just interview people about their passion and what they love? And that's kind of how it started.
When it came to doing the actual podcasting, did you find it difficult to jump into that world, to learn how to do it, to have the equipment, all of the above?
I think that I have become so used to teaching myself how to do things. Like, Professor YouTube is always there for me. I watched a lot of videos, and I also watched a lot of interviews. to kind of get a feel for, okay, how does it work to be the interviewer, and how does podcast editing and audio editing work? And it actually became something that I really love doing. It's kind of ironic that podcasting became a passion of mine after starting a podcast about passion.
That is really interesting, actually. That is awesome.
How art works in strange and mysterious ways.
It really does. Part of the reason I ask is a big purpose of this show, I believe, is to not only support local artists and talk about them and talk about the arts, but to encourage others to join the arts. And that really everybody out there listening, you are an artist. One way or another, you are. And you have a creative bone in you. We want you to use those. We want you to be able to have some fun with that. And I think, well, I think that there isn't an art form that can't be learned or perfect.